managed to sell with Ruin Feinstein for 2 weeks or a week. Really?
During the smile.
I'm not sure. I think Hanukkah?
We'll talk.
This week's Parsha, Parshas Kisavoy, has something very scary in it. And it's called the Teichecha. The Teichecha is a list of 98 curses, 98 terrible things that will happen to somebody that doesn't keep the Torah. Or to Klal Yisrael when they don't keep the Torah. And we say, it's brought down that one of the reasons why we read the Teichecha right before Rosh Hashanah is because Tichle Hashana V'Kivel Loiseha. We're like davening to Hashem that the year should end along with its klalos, along with its curses. So meaning this year, in case there were chas v'shalom, any curses, any klalos that were happening, we want the year to end, and we want the curses to end also. Tichla Hashanah v'kilu leisah. And the question is, how do we get that to happen? Because we lain kisavoy, so we may love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop the klalos. Because we lain about the klalos. We lain about the curses. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop the curses. What does one thing have to do with the other? So, there's two ways to look at Yiddishkeit. Okay? There's people that look at Yiddishkeit as, I'm going to do what I have to do when I have to do it. And if there's nothing pushing me to do it, then I can get away with not doing it, right? If there's nothing pushing, if I don't have to. So what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up in Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a relationship with you. He wants a connection with you. So he says, okay, I'm going to give you a functioning body that works. Now, if someone would give you, right, if you wouldn't have a functioning body and someone created that your body could function, that's obviously you're going to have a deep relationship with that person. Right? If Chas V'Shalom, a person was paralyzed and a person came up with a certain cure, right, you would have a deep relationship with the person who came up with that cure for you. Especially if they did it for you. Ah, so we have a functioning body. So, Memela, we have a deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down and he says, but you're not connecting with me. You're still davening as if you want to get out of shul as fast as possible. Right? You're still, you know, like, doing things because you have to do it. Otherwise, you might get punished. So Hashem says, well, okay, that's not really such a nice, that's not such a deep relationship with somebody. Right? If you're only scared of somebody, that you're going to get punished by them, that's not a relationship. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, so I'll give you a house and a family. Wow. Support system. A house, a roof over your head, shelter, clothing, right? Friends, yeshiva, all the things that you have in your life. Hashem's like, I'm going to give that to you. Now let's have a relationship. And he looks at me. And he says, you're still ripping off your tefillin before Uval Zion. Yishmael still looks like, you know, like a dance. So I don't understand, but I gave you so much. What's going on? So the famous mashal that they give is there was a guy on top of the roof. He was stuck on the roof. And he's looking down. He needs to get down from the roof. How's he going to get down from the roof? So what he does is he takes $100 bills out of his pocket. And he starts throwing down $100 bills to the floor. This way, you know, they'll pick up the $100 bills. They'll look and say, wow, $100 bills, thank you so much. They'll look up. They'll have, you know, they'll be so thankful. And then they'll see that I'm up here. And he starts throwing down the $100 bills, and he looks down, and he sees the place, they're jumping at it, diving for it, grabbing it, and then they walk away. He's like, okay, that didn't work. So he looks around the roof for something else to throw down, and he sees a rock. So he takes a rock, and he throws it down, hits a guy in the head, and the guy's like, hey! And he looks up, and the guy goes, help! But he's like, oh, you're up there! Calls the police department and gets him down from the roof. Why? Because you got my attention. You hit me with a rock. Yeah, but I threw down hundreds. Why didn't that get your attention? Because the natural way of a human being is when I'm getting something good, I don't want to mess with it. I don't necessarily look where it comes from. I grab it and go. You know, how many times does, you know, I know us as Yidden, we're trained like this, and Baruch Hashem that we're trained like this, but most human beings, forget Yiddish guy for a second, most human beings, right, if they get, you know, from a hotel, they get a bill that they were by the hotel, and the bill was, you know, cheaper than it really should have been. They made a mistake when they were writing the receipt, right? So, compare that guy to the guy that when they give him back the receipt, they charged him more than he was supposed to pay. Those two guys usually look very, very different from each other. Right? So one guy is going back, going, how can you do another thing? It's $20. Give me back my money. And the other guy is walking out of the hotel as fast as possible. Right? Just don't think, right? Just take and go, take and go. That's how many human beings are. Just take and go and take and go and take and go. Pain? A patch? You look where that comes from. You're like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that to me? Why did you hit me? No one is walking the street, gets punched, and goes like, you know what? It doesn't really matter where that came from. It's okay. It just walks off. It doesn't happen. You're looking where the punch came from. You care very much where the punch came from. So the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give patch. No parent wants to give a patch. But what's the idea of a patch? The idea of a patch is, I've given you so much. Are you recognizing that? Hello, I'm trying to get your attention. I want a relationship with you. Hello. So here's healthy body, house, wife, yeshiva, friends. Okay, you notice me? No? Or you're just taking it going? Okay, so sometimes just take a little rock, and or sometimes a big rock if your head is really thick, right? Sometimes it needs to be a bigger rock, right? But the pshat is that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of getting your attention. I'm here. So you're not going to look at me at the good that I gave you, so sometimes I have to give you a little patch. How often do you see a person come into shul and he goes into the Shemoneh Esrei, he's crying, his tears are streaming down his face, and he has a 45-minute Shemoneh Esrei, and he's crying, his mom's bawling. He steps out of the Shemoneh Esrei, and you go over to him and you say, Rabbi Yid, what's wrong? And he says, wrong? Wrong? Nothing's wrong. Are you kidding me? I just married off a kid. I have money, Baruch Hashem. I have food and a family. I have everything I could ever want. But you were just crying. Yeah, I'm so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just can't keep my emotion in. I just couldn't keep it in. I just feel so close to Him. It's just poured out of me. How often do you see that happen? Not as often as you see a person go in to Shemoneh Esrei, he cries eyes out, and you go over to him and say, what's wrong? Well, this is, I need to have parnosa issues, and this person's sick, and this person, right? Which means that you are much more inspired to run to the person you think can help you when you need help. But when you don't think you need help, well, who am I running to? Okay, so I'll daven, okay, can I get back to my life now? I'm really being successful in business. Everything's going great. I did my mincha. Can I get back to work now? Yeah, are we good? Hashem, we're good? Yeah, I did what I had to do? Good. Can I go back? Thanks, appreciate it. Right? And that's very often. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, read Parshas Kisavai before the end of the year. You're going to read Parshas Kisavai, you're going to see what a patch from Hashem could look like. Patches could hurt. Because that's the point. Hello, I'm here. And hopefully when you read that and you see that, you say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just trying to get my attention? Well, you know what? What if I pay attention to Hashem and actually notice Him because of the good that He gave me and not wait for a patch? Huh. And then you start in Moedim, you start thinking to yourself, what would you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? And how much He's given you? And what a life He's given you? Then, Tichla Hashana V'kilu Leiseha. The year is going to end, and the Klolos are going to end also. Because then you're going to see, you're going to say, wait a second, it's all of this, is Hashem wants a relationship with me. There's much better ways to get a relationship than me doing the wrong thing and having to get a patch to get back to the right thing. And that's the idea. The idea is we're here in Yeshiva. We started this Zman. Unbelievable. The Siddurim are booming. Night Seder is fantastic. Morning is fantastic. And the Shiurim, it's unbelievable. It's you walk through the halls of Yeshiva, it's amazing, amazing what's going on. But we have to walk around appreciating that we have such a Yeshiva. And appreciating that we have a month of Elul where we can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And appreciating and appreciating and appreciating and appreciating and appreciating. And through that, that's MS Tshuva, and that is how you get the relationship. That's how Amir Tz Hashem will be Tichla Hashana, Bekilu Leisaha.